Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A San Francisco police officer who had been suspended for sending racist and homophobic texts now faces another problem. He's been charged with robbing a bank. Phil, this is a heck of a story.
It is, and it dates back a while. We have to roll the clock back to about 2011 and 2012. When a group of Mission Station officers were implicated in a text scandal, what it was there was a group that were exchanging texts. Some of them were jokes, some of them were serious, some of them were homophobic, and some of them were racist. And it all culminated in a scandal at the department and led to suspensions that are still weaving their way through the process, court actions about whether the police department had acted properly and the suspensions. In the meantime, Officer Rain Doherty, you know, sort of began a downward spiral, it appears, and prior to involving drugs. And he was, in fact, arrested over the summer in San Mateo County and charged with basically bilking an elderly neighbor, ATM, for felonies, money, and also in possession of controlled substance. At that time, he went from being on suspension to being unpaid suspended, basically a guy without a job at all. And that downward spiral appeared to continue and culminated with the bank robbery. And so now we'll have to see how it works out in court. He's don't know what he's pleading yet. I haven't been able to talk to his attorneys, but that's the latest. And meanwhile, the other officers are either waiting for their discipline. Some quit, and some went to jail on totally unrelated but very serious charges. Ian Firminger, you might remember, was sort of the leader of the group, and he went for jail for basically taking evidence and taking money and taking stuff from people he was involved with, either arresting or searching.
Phil, in the wake of that scandal with the texts, has much changed with the department itself? Have they changed their oversight of some of those issues?
Well, you know, Jeff, it wasn't just San Francisco police. It was a weird time where it was like the San Francisco. Remember, there was a San Francisco had the tech scandal and the questions about whether some of these cops were shaking down. Like again, I'm going to say Doherty wasn't part of that shaking down people. At the same time, we had the Celeste Guap teenage sex worker scandal in the East Bay involving Richmond and Oakland police involvement with her. At the same time, we had Alameda County sheriff's deputies who were caught on video using batons on a guy that was in an alleyway in San Francisco that they had been pursuing from the East Bay. Now, all of these are just, you know, basic, you don't do that. And there was a question about whether some of the officers were too young and didn't know what they were doing. But overall, it's like it's common sense. You don't do this kind of stuff. And so whatever reforms have come through, it's been through the discipline process, and it's been quiet for the last couple of years. And I can't point at one thing or anyone's great work that has done that. It's just the way things are.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.